Welcome to Living Life in the Anne, for the woman who is set on getting everything she effing deserves. I am your host, Dr. Stephanie D. Barnes, your best life transformation strategist. I help women to get everything they desire and deserve in life by equipping them with powerful strategies for immediate implementation to achieve fulfillment. Because life is too long to live unfulfilled. It's time. Girl, it's time. It's time for you to get everything you desire and deserve. It's time for you to live your life on purpose and to live a life of fulfillment, meaning, and joy. It's time. It's time for you to walk boldly in the power of your decisions. Because girl, if you're going to be in this world, you need to be fulfilled in this life. Life is too long to live unfulfilled. Join me for another episode of Living Life in the End, where you learn how to achieve fulfillment and commit to completing all the desires of your heart. Hey, I'm glad that you've joined me for a Living Life in the End masterclass. These masterclasses are series-based, where you get powerful strategies that help you to make powerful decisions to create the life you desire and deserve. Because remember, the power of your decisions drives the intensity of your fulfillment. Your life is a product of your choices. Well, you need some strategies to back up those choices. So when you join the masterclass series, you will get a great deal of information that you can turn into strategies that you can develop plans to get the life you desire and deserve. Because it doesn't happen just because you want it to. It happens because you decide to implement strategies that get you there. So grab a notebook, grab a pen, get yourself centered, and get ready to learn powerful strategies for powerful decisions to create the life you desire and deserve. And remember, make sure that you catch all of the different parts of the series so that you get the full impact of these teachings. It is my pleasure to bring you the Living Life in the End Masterclass series. It's time. It's time to get everything you desire and deserve. Let's get it. Let's get into tonight's briefing. We won't hold you long. Tonight's briefing is a continuation of the series, Why Do You Exist? Purpose-Guided Decision Making. So in the previous briefing, in part one, we talked about to be or not to be is not the question. Why do I be is the question of your life. And of course, there we talked about this concept of having a personal mission and a personal vision statement for your life, just like companies do. But it is a compass for your life that helps to guide your decisions. And I hope that you took some time to actually write out what is your mission? Why do you exist? And then begin to draft your vision statement, because those two things help to direct you so that you're not just aiming about wandering about aimlessly. You are instead having purpose-guided decision-making because you're making decisions in alignment with your purpose. So tonight in part two, we want to focus on, okay, I know my purpose. Now what? What do I do? Because, of course, knowing your purpose, articulating it, writing out the vision statement, that's just the beginning of purpose-guided decision-making. You know, you've got to actually develop your purpose and know what to do with it. And so I want to share with you five things, and it's real quick, perhaps easy, And as I always say, simple yet complex. But five things that you can do in asking and answering for yourself. Now that I know my purpose, now what? What do I do? So the very first thing that you want to do, that I encourage you to do, once you know what your purpose is, and I debated on whether this should be the first step or the last step, because it's the anchor and the foundation for making impact through your purpose. And so I decided to lead with this because this is something that is really very important. And I think a place where a lot of people kind of get misfocused, or their focus is misplaced with respect to their purpose, because they think it's for them, but it's really not. Your purpose really is for others. So the very first question that you have to ask yourself is, how does my purpose serve others? How does it serve others? And this is whether your purpose is connected to the marketplace where you're trying to sell something, or you have a product, or you have a service, you know, if it's in the marketplace, if it is something that you want to provide in the workplace, because sometimes our purpose is related to what we do on our jobs, or if it is something charitable, something that you want to do in the community. You've got to be able to answer and understand for yourself and articulate to others, how does this serve others? Because if you can't answer that, then your purpose is, it's harder to find meaning in it. And it's harder to make a true impact, because it's something that's just personal to you. And perhaps that's not a true purpose, it's just a desire that you have. But when you have a true purpose, it serves others. And so you've got to understand how your purpose serves others. And in the first part of this series, when I shared with you, you know, my very first mission statement, when I really began this process of articulating my purpose is more strongly than, and it has evolved a little bit and is more specific now, but my purpose is to inspire excellence in others. And so that, again, when I began this process of articulating a purpose for myself, that's what I felt I was here to do. And then I figured out how to tie that to what I was doing for my job at the time, and then eventually the business that I have, and then also in the community. It's something that went across all three of those spheres of my life. But ultimately, it was tied to serving others. So that's the first thing that you have to understand. How does it serve others? Because if you're wanting to get people to buy into your purpose and to invest in your purpose, like literally, if you want people to invest in your purpose or to believe in your purpose, they've got to understand how it connects to them and how you serve them. So that's the first thing. The second thing, once you know how your purpose serves others, the second thing is to educate yourself on your purpose. What does it really mean? You know, how can you become better in your craft? How can you become better and more disciplined and to cultivate your skill? And sometimes this requires formal education. Like sometimes you may need or it may benefit you to get a degree. So, for example, at the time I truly discovered my purpose as opposed to the profession I had for many years, you know, my literal trade was an attorney. But I desired to develop others as leaders. And so I needed, and that still is what my purpose is driven by now, building leaders, building women leaders in particular. And so I had to educate myself so that I could provide a great service and become more educated and be able to deliver those leadership skills in a way that was backed by knowledge that I could transfer to others. Now, initially, I started off with doing informal education. I've read 100 books, I think. And then eventually I made the decision to get my doctorate. So I went back to literal school to become more educated in leadership development. And that was a great exercise for me. I'm glad I did it. And it really got me on the path that I am now, and it helped my purpose to morph, because before it was kind of more generic. I wanted to inspire excellence in others, and particularly I wanted to create more women leaders, or help to get more women leaders literally to get in the C-suite. And so when I did my research and becoming in doing my dissertation, I began to have a shift on the influence of media on leadership development women that's led to my purpose today, my mission today, which is to create media that enhances and enriches the lives of women and girls. So you can see how that could help you to evolve, but you need to educate yourself. And again, this is for the purpose of becoming better, growing your skill set, and of being in a position to evolve so that you are able to better serve others. And again, it does not mean you need to go back to school, but it does mean you need to be in a learning environment, a place of learning where you can learn more about how to have greater impact with your purpose. So the third thing that you need to do is to connect with others that have a similar purpose. I talked very early on in this briefing about the importance of building alliances. So you want to get connected with people who have a similar purpose to you, or people who have a synergy with your purpose. So either a similar purpose or synergy with your purpose, because the more alliances you build, the more relationships you have, the more people you can serve, the greater impact that your purpose has. And you also get to educate yourself more because you have this transfer of knowledge between you and your peers. Okay. So that's the third thing that's really important, is to connect with other people. Again, those who have a similar purpose or synergy with your purpose. The fourth thing that I do highly recommend, and not just because I'm a coach, but because I have a coach, and that is how you truly can cultivate your purpose and take it to the next level. And that, so the fourth thing is to connect with a coach that helps you to develop your purpose and really pushes you, because a lot of times, I'll use this analogy, it's hard to see the picture when you're in the frame. It's hard to see the picture when you're in the frame. So you can be truly passionate and motivated about your purpose, but because you're in the frame, there's some things that you may not see as to how you're limiting yourself. And when you work with a coach, they hold you accountable to your purpose, they hold you accountable to yourself, and they can expand you again so that you can have greater impact with your purpose. So that's the fourth thing I recommend. And then here's the most important. Once you've done all of these things, once you have understood and committed to how your purpose serves others, once you have educated yourself or begun that process, because the education part is continuous learning, okay? Once you begin the process of building connection, that's something that should continue to evolve and expand. And once you have hired a coach, because you may hire a coach in this area, and let me back up for just a second and talk about coaches as it relates to your purpose. Because you can get coaches who help you literally in your purpose, and then the coaches who help you to bring your purpose to the masses. So you may be an excellent technician in terms of the underlying skill set. You may not be a great marketer, or you may not be a great business person. You need somebody to help you build business models. So that's why I say, you know, your coach fulfills you or helps you to expand in other areas. So you are focusing on education is particularly related to your purpose, but a coach helps you just to expand in places where it's just not currently your skill set, but they help you to build that. So then the fifth thing, after you've done all of that, is you have to decide to live your life on purpose. Live your life on purpose. And that's why this series is focusing on purpose-guided decision-making. making, purpose-guided decision-making. So purpose-guiding decision-making simply means you know what your purpose is, you're committed to it, you're evolving it, you're committed to expanding it and ensuring that you're serving others. And so you begin to make decisions that are mindful and deliberate. You know, I'm not going to have any coaching moment or any educational moment where I don't remind you of the power of being mindful and deliberate. Because once you are mindful of your purpose, and it helps you to be deliberate in the actions you take, the resources that you expend, the resources that you acquire, the investments that you make. You want to ensure that everything you do is tied back to your purpose, that you're making decisions in your personal decisions, your professional decisions, your business decisions, all of your decisions. You want to have them, you want to be mindful and deliberate about ensuring that you're not, what's the word I want to say, mindlessly taking action and doing things that are taking you further away from your purpose. So you've got to be committed to living your life on purpose. So like I said, I wasn't going to hold you long. Part two is not going to take a lot of time. And I just wanted to share with you, now that you know your mission, now what? Right? Make sure you understand how you serve others. Because if your purpose doesn't serve others, you will not have an impact. So you've got to understand how it serves, who it serves. And I should have said that when I talked about knowing how it serves others, know who it serves, so that when you show up in the marketplace or in the community or in the workplace, you know who you're looking for. And you literally need to see that person as a, that audience as a person. Give, it's called, you know, creating an avatar. I know exactly who I serve. She has a name. It's three. I have three buckets of women primarily that I serve. And so she's got a name. I know her demographics. I know who she is. And that helps me to make sure that I show up where she is so that we can connect and I can serve. I can provide this service. Because if I serve this woman, but I'm over here talking to this group of women, they're not listening. It may be beneficial to them, but they're not interested in it because I'm not, that's not my audience. So again, you've got to know who you serve as well. So glad I remembered to share that with you. So let's just close this out. So now what? Once you know your purpose, your now what is understand how your purpose serves others and who it serves. Educate yourself so you can grow in your purpose. Connect with others who have a similar purpose or synergy with your purpose. Connect with a coach who can help you to expand and have greater impact. And then make sure that you live your life on purpose. Make decisions to live your life on purpose. So that's all I have for you for this CEO evening briefing. And I hope that you are now able to begin to build some strategies around what to do with your purpose. And hopefully these five steps will help you in that direction. So I look forward to connecting with you again.
Hey, this is your girl, Dr. Stephanie D. Barnes. Thank you for joining me on another episode of Living Life in the End for the woman who is set on getting everything she effing deserves. I hope you learned something, felt something, but most of all, girl, I hope you are ready to do something. Please be sure to let me know what you got out of this episode. Please subscribe so that you don't miss out on another great conversation. And of course, I'd love it if you would give us a rating and review and let me know how you are living life in the end. Because remember, life is too long to live unfulfilled. Your life is the product of your choices. Choose to commit to bringing the desires of your heart to completion. Let's get everything we deserve. Girl, let's get it.